You're listening to the Closing Market Report for this Monday afternoon. Mark Russo is now here. He's with Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois. Hey, Mark, thanks so much, and happy upcoming 4th of July to you.
Yeah, same to you, Todd. And looking at the weather forecast here, specifically for the 4th of July, there's good news and bad news. The bad news first, there does look to be a chance of some thunderstorms popping up, actually across much of Illinois and the Midwest or central Midwest here as we go through the holiday in the afternoon and evening hours. Again, it doesn't look like all day rains, but a little bit of unsettled conditions, actually not only on the 4th of July, but even lingering into the Friday and over the upcoming weekend as well.
Well, that seems like the kind of pattern that we're in at this point. We had a couple of pop-up showers here yesterday, and I'm wondering whether that will continue through the first half of this month.
Yeah, it looks to be the case here. I guess in general, again, from a macro perspective, the pattern here coming up still, looks to feature generally, normal rainfall in a few areas, a little bit above normal, but get still out of the pattern that features, widespread heavy rain, such as what we saw earlier in June. And then obviously that was the theme much of the spring. And then from a temperature perspective, still in a warmer bias pattern. Again, nothing extreme, but such as what we've seen here lately, expect high temperatures in the upper 80s, lower 90s, minimum temperatures in the low 70s. And as we go into next week, things cool a little bit, but again, no sign of any significant heat on the way.
Speaking of significant heat, last week in Europe, there were some really high temperatures. How did that turn out, and what does their forecast look like?
Well, the temperatures across Europe were extremely impressive, especially in countries like France that set all-time hottest temperatures ever observed, not only for the month of June, but for any time during the summer. Europe is one of those places where traditionally their hottest temperatures occur later in the summer, and some of their record heat occurs during late July and into August. This year is much different. They had a very strong ridge of high pressure develop over them and the right type of pattern to produce those very hot temperatures. And going forward here, the heat is in the process of ending across the region. So their record heat is over, and in fact, temperatures easing back to close to normal levels as we go through this first half of July.
Anything else around the planet we ought to discuss before I let you go for the day?
Yeah, we're seeing, again, an improving situation in India with their monsoon. Still some erratic nature of the monsoon, but for the main oilseed areas in central and northern India, it's an improving situation with rains finally commencing across the region. And the same is true in China. One dry pocket in the northern North China Plain, that's also in the process of improving here in early July.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
You have a good 4th of July. That, of course, is Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois.